Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Friday morning. Kansas City May wheat opened at 5:53, up 1 on the open. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5:06, down 8 on the open. May, 5:18, down 7. July, 5:29, down 7 and 3 quarters. September, 5:53 and 3 quarters, down 7 and a half on the open. March corn opened at 3:56, down 6 on the open. May, 3:63 and a half, down 7. July, 3:73, down 7 and a quarter. September, 3:81 and a quarter, down 8 and a quarter. December, 3:93 and 3 quarters, down 8 and a half. March, 4:07, down 8. May of 2010, 4:14 and a quarter, down 8 and a quarter. Take it out to December of 2010, 4:11 and a half, down 8 and a half on the open. March beans open at 8:56, down 13 and a quarter on the open. May, 8:53, down 15 and a half. July, 8:58, down 15 and a quarter. November, 8:23, down 15 on the open. March soybean meal open at 2:65.50, down 3:50 on the open. May, 258.50, down 470. March soybean oil opened at 31.10, down 54 on the open. May, 31.35, down 58. February live cattle opened at 82.85, down 10 on the open. March feeders, 92.10, down 20. April lean hogs opened at 58.80, down 17 and a half on the open. And March bellies, 75.50, down 15 on the open. Join us at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on March 10th for the 2009 All-Day Agriculture Outlook Meeting. Full details are on our website at willag.org. Thanks to these agribusinesses for helping to support this year's meeting: the Andersons, DTN, AgriGold Hybrids, ADM Investment Services, and L&M Commodities. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
The Dow has put in back-to-back ugly weeks, Mike, and why don't we spend a little bit of time looking at the technicals and looking at what you're seeing and what they imply for the Dow over the next month or so.
Well, and you know, before we get into that, Dave, I think it's real important for the listener to understand that from our analytical perspective, the Dow has really been controlling a lot of the grain pricing and the futures trading pretty extensively, because with the Dow and with the S&P comes the idea of inflation or deflation. And you could see it midweek on Wednesday's rally when May corn broke the trend line after lows were held. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was some technical short covering, and the funds came in and covered some shorts. But it was primarily led by the Dow Jones holding its lows, staying above 7,200, and also the dollar being contained. And so we've kind of had this struggle between the safe havens of the gold, of the bonds, and of the dollar. And if the safe havens are taken off and investors leave those safe havens, they'll come back into the S&P, the Dow, the crude oil, the copper, and then eventually the grains as well. So with that having been said, our technical mindset on the Dow is that you've been able to hold above 7,200 ever since testing it back in 2002 and getting above it for the first time in the history of the Dow Jones Industrial back in the 96-97 time frame. So unlike the S&P 500, the Dow never went through its 2002 low back in the November-December time frame. So I think that's because it represents more the industrial, the manufacturing, the services, and less the financials and the insurance and the sectors that have been hit the hardest. So it should theoretically be the one that stands up the best. And so when it did go through 7,200 earlier this past week and came back up above it, that was a warning flag. It's now back below it. It closed below it again yesterday. You can see the reaction on the opening and the grains, I think, to that mindset. And so now what we're looking at, if we can't get back up above that 7,200 level on such seriously oversold conditions on a monthly basis, then we're probably looking at an area of around 6,500 to 6,000 for a retracement or a new swing objective low that would be probably over the course of 3 to 4 to 5 months.
And how do you calculate that?
Well, the big highs back up in earlier this year when we made the major highs up just under 14,000, we had a big break, went down about 2,500 to 3,000 points. We consolidated, went down another 2,500 to 3,000 points. And then we consolidated right around the 200-month moving average on the Dow Jones chart. If you look at that, you can kind of see that that's kind of a midpoint consolidation, and then you'd have another theoretical leg down of 2,500 to 3,000 points. That may not be the ultimate lows, and it may not need to go all the way down there. There are retracement levels in between there, but if you're just looking at the last two big moves down since we had the major highs put in place, that would indicate that that 6,500 level would be the next target. And, you know, today's GDP number, if you need to kind of tie some kind of fundamental to that and why you would need to go back to those levels that you've not seen literally since 1996, 1997, I think it goes back to the government plans to increase taxes, the government plans that will eventually increase interest rates. Essentially what you're probably doing is capping the upside potential now for the Dow to get back up. I think the other thing the government plans do that Obama and his administration have unveiled is it gives the idea that maybe we cannot get the government out of the way when the economy does come back around, so that those higher levels of globalization, what globalization was allowed us to get up to in terms of the Dow Jones, we don't get up that high again. And so we're looking at a situation where if some of these transfer payments and some of these interest rates and tax increases come to fruition in the next year or two, 7,500 to 9,000 may be the top end of the Dow for several years, and that's a real concern of ours.
So if the Dow breaks down as low as you think it has the potential to do into the 6,000 territory, take it back to the grain charts, what does it mean?
I think you take that back to deflation, Dave, and you take that back to the idea that if the Dow continues to go lower, it's probably because GDP is going lower and the banking industry, both the financial sector, banking industry, and the GDP are leading you lower. Today's fourth quarter GDP down negative 6.2% on an annualized rate, much worse than anybody thought. That would make sense why the Dow would go back down there fundamentally, along with these big, huge government programs. And so pushing that back to the grains, we're looking at levels that we have not seen in terms of price levels in grains in 2010, 2011, 2012, not seen for the last 3 to 4 years. We're talking about getting back into a 2 handle on the corn, a 3 handle on the wheat, and a 5 handle on the beans. That is a true concern at this point.
All right. We did get the Ag Outlook numbers out this morning. What caught your eye?
Two big things. Wheat is still our leader, and you can see that by the acres. We talked about with Chicago, we talked about the 77 million acres on beans, and we said to Chicago, we would like to say to everybody in our area and the people we work with that 77 million acres is the biggest bean acre number you're going to see this year by USDA. And our context said, yes, with the caveat that the blizzard up in the northern plains is going to bring a lot more spring wheat acres that don't get planted into soybeans. And so, again, wheat continues to dominate the supply side of the fundamentals. And therefore, because they dominate the supply side of the fundamentals, if demand's not in the picture, then wheat is still our leader. It's been, you know, ratcheted up in terms of importance since the numbers have come out. I think the other thing that came out that really possibly hurts the corn potential in terms of upside here and what makes this such a critical time period is the 86 million acres was a little bit on the high side. The trade's probably a little bit worried that you're going to lose some bean acres to corn because this last half of the month price action. The other thing goes back to the ethanol mandate. A lot of private traders were looking for an E12 or an E15 blend to come down the pike. This morning at the forum, the EPA said that type of thing could take, quote, months, unquote. I don't think the trade's going to like that too much because, again, we don't want to lose any more demand than we already have.
They did bump it back up to 41, but that takes on only the E10 blend rate.
Exactly right.
So are there any numbers on the charts on the demand side that you want to quibble with?
No, not really. I mean, the USDA average price on beans for 2010 was $8. We're at $8.75 on wheat. They are at $5.15. We're at $4.80, and on corn we're at $3.80, and USDA is at $3.60. I don't think that $3.80 level is going to be able to get hit, Dave, if we continue to build acres and if we continue to lose ethanol demand, unless wheat leads us higher. And so once again, the report to us and the forum numbers to us just reiterate and really kind of support the idea that wheat is the most likely to bottom first. And without that help of bottoming first, if demand doesn't come back into the market until the second half of the marketing year, then we're going to have to work on the mindset, I think, that you have to sell rallies, unlike the last few years where you've had demand-led rallies. This year, you're probably going to have to be faced with supply-led rallies like what we just had in Argentina and the weather.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick, March wheat, 551, down 3.25. That the Kansas City variety. At the Board of Trade, March wheat at 512, down 2. May, 523, down 2. July, 534.75, down 2. March corn, 356.5, down 5.5. March beans, 866.25, down 3. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.